The Jewish people leave Egypt, and the Egyptian army gives chase. God leads the Jews, unexpectedly, in the absolutely wrong direction. He confuses them. They find themselves utterly disoriented, lost in the desert. Now, I don't know if you've ever been lost, but imagine being lost and there's an army chasing you, and you don't know where you're going. Not a good position to be in. Well, we read the Torah, and we observe this problem. Oh, you're lost? Great news! Good for you! Lucky you! Lucky you! Incredible news! There's an army chasing you! Incredible! Why is this so incredible? Because we observe in this parsha, and we understand in this story, that Hashem had purposely misled and confused the Jews in order for them to feel, in order for them to, number one, not be able to return to Egypt in their moment of fear, as the Torah describes, and number two, as a decoy, right, to decoy and destroy their enemies, the Egyptians, as the Torah also describes. It was a ruse. So what seems like the worst position to be in, to be lost as your enemies give chase, was actually for their greatest good. It saved their lives. It saved them from their bloodthirsty enemies. And we learn from this that a Jew is never lost. You might think you're lost. You're not lost. You are not lost. Rabbi Shlomo Kabach used to say, you're never lost. You just haven't discovered why you are where you are yet. You haven't yet discovered. But one day it'll become clear. So you're never lost. Hashem is guiding you. This is a Jewish principle. Shabbat Shalom.